This is Scientific American's 60-Second Science. I'm Christopher Intagliata. Got a minute? City living has obviously influenced human culture, as has often been noted. How are you going to keep them down on the farm after they've seen Perique? But urban life may have also influenced human genes, making the descendants of ancient city dwellers more resistant to disease. That's according to a study in the journal Evolution. The researchers started from the premise that densely populated cities would be good places for infectious diseases, which could spread easily from person to person. That situation should have set up selection pressure for the ability to survive such infections. The scientists sampled the DNA of 17 populations from Africa, Asia, and Europe, including longtime urbanites like Italians, Turks, and Iranians, and traditionally rural or nomadic groups like Malawians or the Sami people of northern Scandinavia. Then the researchers zeroed in on a gene variant that offers protection against diseases like tuberculosis or leprosy. After controlling for any shared ancestry between the groups, they indeed found that the protective gene was significantly more common in cultures with a long history of urban settlement. Which may be some comfort next time someone's sneezing near you on the subway. Thanks for the minute. For Scientific American 60-Second Science, I'm Christopher Intagliata.